Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to dive into, thumbnail psychology, and why it matters in 2026. Absolutely, I've been looking forward to this. I mean, it's so fascinating how thumbnails can make or break a video. I can't wait to hear what you've got for us today. Right? So, let's kick things off by breaking down thumbnail psychology. It sounds complex, but it really isn't. It's all about how people process visual information. When you open YouTube, you're hit with tons of choices, and your brain has to filter through all that noise in just a second or two. Wow, only 1 or 2 seconds, that's crazy. So what you're saying is that a thumbnail has to grab attention almost immediately. Exactly. Research shows that viewers make their click decision in just 1 to 2 seconds. That's where thumbnail psychology comes in. It's all about appealing to the subconscious. You want to provoke a reaction, not just provide information. Interesting. So it's more about creating curiosity rather than explaining everything up front? Yes, you want to create what? I call a cognitive itch that viewers feel compelled to scratch by clicking. It's about intrigue, not information overload. I love that phrase, cognitive itch. It makes so much sense. Now, I know emotional faces play a big role in this. Can you tell us more about that? Absolutely. One of the most powerful tools in thumbnail design is the human face. We're hardwired to look at faces, and when they express strong emotions, it can drive click-through rates dramatically. In fact, thumbnails with emotional faces can achieve up to a 38% higher CTR than those without. Wow. But not just any face, right? It has to be an emotional one. Exactly. High arousal emotions like joy, fear, surprise, or anger are what you want. Just a bland smile won't cut it anymore. Viewers can smell a fake reaction from a mile away. That's so true. It's like when you see someone trying too hard to be happy. It just feels off. So if a creator isn't great on camera, what can they do? Great question. Tools like Banana Thumbnail can help. They allow creators to generate consistent, high-quality emotional faces without needing a full studio setup. Nice. That sounds super helpful. Now let's shift gears a bit. How important is color in thumbnails? Color is crucial. Most creators choose colors based on personal preference, but it's all about contrast. In a small mobile screen, high-contrast colors really stand out. Think about complementary colors, like blue and orange or yellow and purple. When you put those together, they pop. Oh, I see. So it's not just about what looks good to you personally, but what grabs attention visually. Exactly. Now let's dive into some advanced strategies for 2026. Have you ever heard of the Zeigarnik effect? I've heard the term, but can you break it down for me? Sure. The Zeigarnik effect is a principle that states people remember unfinished tasks better than completed ones. In the context of thumbnails, that means showing a process in motion, like a mechanic looking confused at a car's loose bolt rather than a fully fixed car. It creates tension and compels viewers to click to see the resolution. That's brilliant. So you're suggesting that showing something incomplete can actually drive engagement? Exactly. Thumbnails that highlight transformation or before and after scenarios can generate up to 4 times more engagement. And with tools like Banana Thumbnail, simulating these scenarios has never been easier. I can see how that would work. Now, before we wrap up, what about the layout? How should creators arrange their thumbnails? Great point. You can't just throw text and images around randomly. The most common reading pattern is the F pattern, where we scan from the top left, then move across and down the left side. So the top left corner is prime real estate for your key elements. But you mentioned that the bottom right corner can be problematic, right? Yes, that's where YouTube overlays the timestamp, which can cover up any important text. It's a rookie mistake to ignore that. Got it. So it's all about layering these elements together. Colors, emotional faces, the right layout. Exactly. When you combine high contrast colors with an emotional face and then add some intriguing elements like the Zeigarnik effect or curiosity gap, you're creating a thumbnail that stands out and compels clicks. Wow, there's a lot to think about. So what's the takeaway for our listeners? Once you grasp these principles, it becomes second nature. And with the AI tools available now in 2026, you don't have to be a graphic designer. You just need to understand what resonates with people. That sounds like a game changer. Thanks for breaking all of this down, Alex. My pleasure. If creators start applying these principles today, I promise they'll see a difference in their analytics. It might take time, but refining that instinct for what makes people click is key to growing your channel. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.